One of the key ways to avoid snow slides is to use the latest information about conditions in the backcountry. That information is gathered on a statewide website by the Colorado Avalanche Information Center. The site has been upgraded this winter season. Blaze Reardon is the center's new forecaster for the Aspen area.
So part of the reason for using these icons is that you'll get a sense of what kind of dragon we're dealing with. Is it a little salamander that, you know, ankle biter, a friend of mine called him the other day, that you can manage with certain kind of strategies?
Or is it a day with the potential for large, powerful avalanches? The website's new upgrade is designed for quickly seeing an overview of how dangerous snow conditions are, but with enough technical information for the people who want as much detail as possible. Aside from promoting the site's new look, Reardon wants to talk about the big picture. He warns that people often don't know when they've made good choices to avoid avalanches or merely just gotten lucky.
We become overconfident in our skills and our knowledge in the backcountry.
Instead, Reardon has tips to figure out the best way to make good choices. One is debriefing with backcountry partners to see if skiers made turns in the right places. Reardon recounts an experience he had with a mentor. While out skiing on a high avalanche danger day, Reardon decided to get a few extra turns in a place that was more treacherous.
And as I did, I saw him look at me, and he just gave me a look that said, "Wow, that's dumb." All right? And that's all it took. You know, that lesson has sunk in for decades.
So sometimes honest feedback about mistakes is essential, too. The website provides a range of weather and avalanche condition forecasts. Knowing conditions in the area backcountry skiers plan to visit is a crucial part of the most basic decision, whether or not to go to a certain terrain in the first place. The website is avalanche.state.co.us. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.